Welcome to Politically Emotional, talk to transform our collective emotional pain. Here's your host, Diane Altomare.
Welcome to the show, and thank you so much for being here. I wanted to do this show for so many reasons, but mainly because we are all being affected by what's happening. I watch the headlines on the news every day, and I often feel outraged. Many times, I'm just sad at the things that are happening and the way that we're making so much of what's happening political and attacking each other instead of dealing with what is really going on. So today we are talking about what to do when you feel powerless. Bloomberg reported that almost two-thirds of Americans say that this is the lowest point in U.S. history, and it is keeping them up at night. And I believe that much of this stems from that feeling of being powerless, that there's not, that there isn't anything that we can do. But today we're going to talk about this because there absolutely is. And I want to hear from you. How are you being affected? Do you feel powerless? And what are you doing to transform those feelings of powerlessness? I welcome your calls right now at 425-373-5527. If you are watching this broadcast on Facebook Live, make sure that in order to hear the callers, you go to 1150kknw.com and click Listen Now. Our first caller will be with us shortly. But first, let's look at what we can do to immediately shift this feeling of powerlessness into powerless action, to use it as a catalyst to change, to do something different, to connect with more courage than you ever thought was possible. This is an opportunity right now in our country, and it is the message of today's show. It is an opportunity for you to turn however it is that you are feeling, to turn outrage into positive, peaceful action, and to use your anger or your upset to fuel you, to give you more courage than you ever thought was possible. And that is the reason that this radio show is here, because as I was watching what was happening in this country and hearing all of the divisive comments and seeing everything, I felt compelled to stand up and do something to help people move through the intensity of what we are all experiencing, not just to move through the emotions, but to actually use them as a catalyst to make a difference and to change what is happening. So let's look at what we can do immediately in this moment to shift from feeling powerless to taking control. And here's a very simple technique. I shared in the last two episodes many ways to move through your emotions, but this one will give you immediate energy. And what you're going to do in the moment that you feel powerless is consciously connect with the opposite of that emotion. So tap into and connect with the part of you that feels opposite of powerless. So that powerful, in control part of you that knows how to make things happen, that knows you have control over some things in your life. And that's what's happening. We are allowing ourselves to go into a place of being paralyzed and being powerless, when the truth is that we do have control over some things, and we have to be able to really harness that. So what you're going to do is connect with that part of you that feels powerless and then take action immediately. Yes, you can acknowledge that that powerless feeling is present and that there are things that you may not be able to affect. But here's what you're going to ask yourself. What do I have control over? Where can I step up, make a difference, and do something that is going to help me take back the reins of my life? And I am so excited to share with you the callers that will be with us shortly that are either feeling powerless or are going to inspire us with how they have turned the feelings of powerlessness into action. All right, so what is it going to look like for you individually to take action, to take a stand, to allow that courage to awaken. It's going to be different for each one of us. And for many of us, it's not going to have a direct impact on politics. So maybe you will see, as you look at the things that you are in control of, that you can make some positive impact or make a difference in your business or your career and bring just simply more kindness, more love to everybody that you meet. For others, you're going to step up in a whole new way. You're going to have your voice heard. You're going to connect more deeply with the courage that is awaiting awakening so that you can have your voice heard. And there are many organizations that you can join. One of our callers on the last show asked, what else can I do besides calling my congressman or congresswoman? There are some amazing organizations that are banding together and making a difference. One is Indivisible. Another one is Move On. And of course, there are many others. So find one that resonates with what it is that you believe in and band together with people and take action. And of course, I'd love to partner with you on this journey. You can join my exclusive community at dianealtimar.com/wisdom, where I share amazing insight every week in the form of audio bite-sized bits of wisdom. And we connect about these very issues. So we are banding together so that you can make a difference and make a change in your life. So that's dianealtimar.com/wisdom. Our first caller, Dawn, is here. Dawn, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you, Diane. Thanks for having me on tonight.
It is so great to be with you.
I have to say that your opening, when you said that you were outraged, you were sad, you were powerless, I connect with all those things. So I hope that you'll have some great wisdom for me tonight.
I hope so, too.
From the time of the election, I was so sad. So many of my friends and I were sad, and I guess we kind of bonded together and leaned on each other and just were in such disbelief. And the for me, it was, you know, I'm a mother, so it was for my children. And I have a 13-year-old son, and I always want the president of the United States to be someone that he looks up to, and it is the greatest role model that anyone could have. And I couldn't believe, I just couldn't believe that this man was the person that was going to represent our country, and that this is who my son was going to see, and his behavior was acceptable. And that right there was very shocking to me. And that night, my husband and I sat up when we were watching the election, and then I have a 27-year-old son who has Asperger's, and he is fully functioning, but he has some social issues and still lives at home with us and does not drive and does not have a full-time job and relies on his developmental disabilities coordinator here through the state to help us out with some things. And he sat up with me that night, and he said, Mom, what's going to happen to me? And I said, honey, I'm not sure what's going to happen. You know, I don't know what kind of services they're still going to have for you. You know, I don't know. And I just really stopped and thought there. I mean, that hit me hard that, you know, Garrett has a place to live in our home. He is cared for by us. We can be there for his needs. But what about those people that don't have a family to take care of them and help them?
Yeah.
And that really, you know, crushed me. And then I looked at just the way that our friendships have been. We have had, we have some really great friends here that, I mean, I just couldn't, I could give you a list of 10 terrific qualities. But if we bring up politics in any shape or form, it is, there is such bitterness and hatred and awkwardness in the relationship that you just think, like, how can this be? How can it be that as a group of professionals out to dinner, we can't have a conversation that we just kind of discuss without things being so vile and ugly? And it really is. And that just makes me so sad, because I can't believe we are a country that is so divided, and we shouldn't be, right? After so many years and how far we've come, that you would think that we would be able to figure out a way to bridge the gap and be together, and no matter what, no matter what, we're all American. And I really just don't feel that way. And just even in lieu of the shooting that happened recently in Las Vegas, I have some friends that were actually there at that concert in Las Vegas. And we were posting some things on Facebook about, you know, so glad that they're okay. And I said something about gun control. And we have another dear friend that just blasted me on Facebook and was just like, and then what are you going to have the government do? Are they going to take away, tell us how many cars we can drive? Are they going to tell us how many vacations we can have? Are they going to tell us? And he just went berserk. And I was like, oh my gosh, I'm just trying to have compassion for these people. And so really, I do feel very helpless, Diane. I do really feel like I was always a person that people looked up to, that I was a little bit outspoken because I liked a good debate.
Yeah.
And now I really do feel like I just can't talk to people or talk to my friends or say anything. You just kind of sit back in the shadows and pray quietly that things are going to change.
Yeah, and that really is one of the things that really saddens me as well, is that we have dear friends, we have spouses, we have in-laws, our parents. There are people that we are fighting with, that we are really divided. And what we really want to look at is two things. The first is the 10 amazing things that you shared before about these people, that, you know, there is something that is deeply connecting you to them, which is why you're good friends. And we've got to reconnect to that first. And then also understand that where everybody is coming from on both sides and on all different ways at looking at the issues is we're all really emotionally heated. That is where the division is starting, and that is where the breakdown is. And so if we can really, first of all, acknowledge what's happening. So yes, we still love our friend, our spouse, our parents, our in-laws, but our own feeling about the issue is so intense and we're so emotionally heated, and there's nothing wrong with that. There's a lot going on that there is to be emotional about. So there is nothing wrong with being intensely emotional. But what we have to do, instead of projecting it onto each other, instead of allowing it to separate us, is to have respect for each other's different view and to be able to just stand for a moment and seek to understand the other person, understand where they may be coming from, even if you think or they think about you that you are so misguided and so clueless as to what it is that you really should be saying or believing. And we need to first seek to at least understand the other person, or in the very least, honor that other person by just respecting who they are and how they feel. That's it. We don't have to agree with them. And sometimes, like you're sharing, Dawn, at a dinner, you know, if it's just going to go ugly and vile, that may be a moment where you want to say, okay, guys, you know what? We are going to agree to disagree on this. Let's change the subject. Let's bring some joy into our dinner. Let's really be conscious about what it is that we are doing here and what we're talking about. And so that is one thing to really work on. And I love what you are sharing about wanting a role model for your children. So many of us as parents are looking at what it is that's happening and what can we do to really use this moment as an opportunity to teach our children. And that is what we need to do. If this president does not align with your idea of a good male role model, use that to teach your child why. What is it that is not okay with you? And what characteristics do you believe that a good male role model have? It is an opportunity for us to communicate with our child how to respect other people's rights, how to have conversations with other people when you don't agree with something. There are so many things. And here's another gift, Dawn, that I really want to share. And that is, this is a huge opportunity for us to teach our children that things don't always go the way that we want them to in life. Right? Isn't that true? That is something that as we grow and mature, we have to learn how to deal with that things don't always go the way that we want them to. But, and here is the focus of today's show, we have a choice in that moment when things are not happening the way we want them to either allow that to render us powerless or to use it as a catalyst to make a difference and to change something that's happening. And the change always starts with us. And I think that is one of the biggest gifts that we have right now and the biggest gifts that we can teach our children is that if you see something that isn't okay with you in this world, in this country, in your school, in your community, in the business that you are a part of, in your career as you get older, whatever it is, you need to be the change and be the catalyst to make something different. Thank you so much, Dawn, for being here today. We could talk for the next 3 hours about just the things that you have brought up, and I do hope that some of that helps.
Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you for being here. All right. We are going to go to a short commercial break, and when we come back, we will be talking to an amazing woman who is going to share how she overcame her feelings of powerlessness in this intense political climate. She is so inspiring, so stay with us. I'm a dreamer,
but I'm not the only one. Healthy, harmonious relationships are almost as important to our well-being as the oxygen we breathe. Yet for many of us, relationships are an area where we struggle. Emotional and relationship expert Diane Altomar will guide you to uncover the root of what's causing conflict or disharmony so you can get back to feeling good about yourself, your relationship, and your life.
My husband and I were separated, and after only 4 sessions, I can share with great joy that he's moving back in. We now have more perspective, peace, and compassion for each other moving forward.
To learn more, call 626-460-0452 or visit DianeAltomar.com/coaching.
Alternative Talk 1150, here to uplift your day.
Welcome back. If you are just joining us and watching this broadcast on Facebook Live, make sure to also go to 1150kknw.com and click listen now so you can hear the callers. Our next caller, Deidre, is here. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you. It's quite the honor to be joining, especially in such a hot topic.
Yes, I wanted to have you on because I am very inspired by how you have been transforming your feelings of powerlessness.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that. It's interesting because with my clients today, the topic came up organically from them. And I was like, oh, hey, by the way, I'm going to be on the radio this evening talking about that. So, it was.
So what have you done? How have you been able to take what so many of us have been feeling on a daily basis, feeling powerless, feeling angry, feeling upset? How have you been able to really take that and do something with it that felt empowering to you?
Right. Well, first it was, I think, a drastic change in mindset. I was working in an office about a year ago when all of the political people was, you know, really kind of taking shape. And at that time, our office was being utilized by ACLU, and they were getting together and you know, really talking about big change and what they could be doing as a group and as individuals. And I remember going to one of the women and saying, like, this is just, I mean, like, I'm really, really passionate about making positive change. And, like, regarding politics, I get super overwhelmed and intimidated.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like, you know, the inner critic was like, you don't have the suit, you don't have the degree, you don't have the experience to go into a conversation with somebody and try to have the kind of effect that I assumed was my responsibility. And she was so sweet and so simple. And she said, you don't have to do all that. She says, use your gift. Use your gift to contribute in a way that can make a positive change. You know, teaching a class of meditation or a yoga class, donating to the groups of people that are going out and making those big changes, that are going to the offices, that are holding the signs and, you know, really doing the thing that I had criticized myself for not doing. And it was literally in that moment that I was like, huh, wow, that makes it so much easier.
And that is so powerful because, as I shared in the first segment, for each one of us, it's going to be so different how we have our voice heard, how we make a difference, how we affect change in the negative energy that we are often seeing around us. And what I love about what you're sharing is you're using your gift. You're using your unique contribution and what you do every day to really help people feel better and to transform the energy of those emotions. So did
right.
it make a big difference for you when you did that? Did you feel fulfilled and free and like, okay, I'm making my contribution and I feel good about this?
Absolutely. And I feel like it also changed the way in which I work with people. You know, there's this feeling that if we can't do it all, then why bother trying? You know,
yes.
it's like I just had the experience at the grocery store. All of the different labels can become so overwhelming. And so I just walk away.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have to be. And I found that more and more, the simpler I approach things for myself, the simpler I approach it with my clients, the easier it becomes. And then the efficiency is just automatic.
Yeah.
It's without effort. So
thank you so much, Deidre, for being here and for inspiring us to take our unique contribution and our gift and bring it into the world in whatever way that feels good to us. Thank you again for being here.
Yeah, thank you.
So as I shared earlier, I would love to partner with you on this journey to transforming how you feel. You can join my exclusive community at dianealtamar.com/wisdom, where I share amazing insight every week in the form of audio, bite-sized bits of wisdom, and we connect on these very issues so that you are not doing this alone, that you have an amazing community with you that is really banding together so that you can take action and make a difference in your life. dianealtamar.com/wisdom. We are almost at the end of the show, and I want to make sure that we get our final thought in for today. So today's final thought is to take whatever it is that you are feeling and have that be the catalyst for you to awaken the courage within you and make a change and a difference in your life. And as we have talked about, it is going to be unique to whatever it is that you may bring to whatever injustice you are feeling. Let that injustice you see in the world fuel your courage to stand up and make a difference. And remember, there's a big difference between being consumed by an emotion, allowing it to render you powerless, and using it as a catalyst to make a difference. One is the allowing that emotion to run and control you, And the other is to process through the emotion and gain the insight that it holds. So I want to give you a quick example. So let's say that you see something on the news that is outrageous to you, is saddening to you. And that day, you allow it to consume you. You allow that negative energy, that anger, that upset, you allow it to simmer within you all day, and you feel a bit irritable, off your game, or maybe you just feel down. Here is the other option, and this is the one we're talking about today. Use the energy of that emotion as a catalyst, and what you're going to do is you're going to create a quite different experience. So you see that same news event, it enrages you, but instead of just allowing it to simmer under the surface of what you're doing every day, you connect deeply with the feeling of that emotion, you process it in a healthy way so that you get it out of your body, and you understand in that moment what that anger or upset is trying to communicate to you. Maybe it's trying to get you to take action, saying this is not okay, and you have to do something. And so you go out that day with more courage than you've ever had, and you bring the energy of that emotion into what it is that you are doing to step up in your life, to speak out more in your business, and to bring more of who you are to everything that you do, just like Deidre shared with us. And I am going to share more about this in many different ways throughout the next few episodes. So please join us again next Thursday at 4:30. If you would like to call into the show, leave your recorded question or comment at 626-817-6671 or visit dianealtimar.com/politically-emotional. Thank you so much for joining me on today's episode of Politically Emotional, where we talk to transform our collective emotional pain into peace, love, and hope. Thanks for being here.